I don't know if you saw or heard the story about a baby seal found. I think it was on Chapel Street in New Haven. It just was kind of crazy. Adorable seal, but clearly not where it was supposed to be. And I believe it was then taken to Mystic Aquarium for rehab and hopefully reintroduced in the wild. So it was just like a fascinating story. So we wanted to talk about it some more, and we're lucky to be able to welcome in Sarah Callen. She's the manager of animal rescue at Mystic Aquarium, joining us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, does the seal have a name?
It is being announced this morning, so stay tuned.
What time? You can't break a little news here at 7:51?
I know. Maybe by the end of this interview I can break it, because I think it's going live on Good Morning America right now.
Get out!
It is, yes.
I guess they're a little bigger than us, so I guess I'll let it pass. How is he or she doing?
He's doing great. Yes, male. He's around 5 to 6 weeks old, and he has done a fantastic job in fish school, which is essentially how we teach them how to hunt for fish on their own. So he didn't know how to eat on his own when he arrived here, so that's kind of been one of our main goals. And something that's obviously necessary for reintroducing him back to the ocean home of his. So he's done a fantastic job. He's eating half pieces of fish right now on his own, and eventually he'll eat the whole fish.
So how does a young seal like that get separated from mom, or then how does that seal end up in the middle of New Haven?
Yeah, he smelled the pizza. So he's a gray seal, and it's a very common local species we have here. They will nurse with their mom for 3 to 4 weeks, and then mom kicks them out. They're left on their own after that. So in that short period of time, they're born at about 35 pounds, and after 3 to 4 weeks, they weigh close to 100 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And they're just like these little blubber balls, but that's because they need to feed, learn how to eat, and so they'll use that extra fat to survive off of for the next couple of weeks. So they're made to be on their own at that point. They have very sharp teeth, and this poor little guy we had been responding to him for 4 days prior to him on Chapel Street. So he's had a little journey, and then we relocated him at one point because he was actually at Shell and Bone Oyster Bar in New Haven. So we kenneled him, brought him to a different beach. He was in Guilford and Brantford. So he was kind of all over. So we gave him plenty of chances to be at his own. And then when the Chapel Street, so we have a 24-hour hotline with our program, and
right.
We think, I've had stories over the years, and I'm like, this has to be the craziest story of my career. And then it gets topped. And so Chapel Street, this has kind of been this has topped a lot of them.
Well, I mean, so basically he had a chance to go out in the water and do his own thing, and he just kept coming on land and wandering around.
And it's normal for them to be on land, right? Like, they're a young animal, they exert a ton of energy learning how to hunt, and they can dive, hundreds of feet, so they need to rest. It is typical behavior for them to go inland to try to find sand dunes or a quiet area that's kind of hidden or tucked away. And actually when he was in Guilford, he was in a marsh and he made a little bed in the tall grass at one point. So it is normal behavior, but just not, New Haven was not the best place to go inland.
Yeah.
And we gave him plenty of chances. And then finally, by the time he was on Chapel Street, you could tell he was just exhausted, lethargic. He's in thin body condition, so it was time for him to come in and get the care that he needs. And our goal for every animal that comes in is just to get them back out to the ocean as quick as possible. And we're really good at fattening these guys up. So that's kind of our main goal right now.
We're talking with Sarah Callen, who's the manager of animal rescue at Mystic Aquarium, about the seal. So he was a little undernourished when you brought him in. So You've already talked about sort of teaching him how to eat and hunt. What else do you need to do before he can go back, and how long does it take?
Yeah, well, every animal is different. And when we bring animals in for rehab, we'll do a full exam. So we're very fortunate that we have five veterinarians on site here. So we'll do a full health exam. We draw blood. We take radiographs. So we want to look at their lungs and see if there's any pneumonia in there. And essentially, we'll take all that information and come up with a treatment plan for him. So his blood work actually looked really good. His main thing is really that he's underweight. He came in very dehydrated because they get all their hydration from the fish that they eat. They can't obviously drink salt water. So with him not eating on his own yet, he came in severely dehydrated.
Does he socialize at all?
With other seals? No, we actually, so we have little units in our clinic and they act as, I like to call, think of it like a hospital room. So when you go to the hospital, you're not going to have some big apartment. You have a little room, and that's essentially what they have. And we also don't want them with other seals because the seals in our clinic are sick and we don't want anything transmitting between them. So he's alone in his little hospital room, if you will, his unit. But even out in the wild, I mean, they're solitary animals. They will, you know, be around other seals from time to time, but primarily they're by themselves.
Huh. So how long till you think he can go on his own?
I'm going to give him around 6 weeks, give or take. And that's, you know, I don't anticipate there being any like issues during his rehab, but that's the nature of this field too. Stuff comes up and sometimes animals regress. So it could take longer, but so far with his trajectory and how well he's doing, I don't anticipate there to be any issues. And we really just, our main goal is just to get him to eat on his own and fatten him up before he goes out.
What's like the lifespan for seal? I don't even know.
So around like 20, 25 years. There's some seals, I think we have some here at the aquarium who are in their 30s. So that's like old for a seal. You know, but I mean, it depends. There's lots of threats that they face out there in the wild, too. So their lifespan typically is around that 25, but yeah. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, depending on certain threats, they don't live that long.
How are the belugas doing? Everyone's doing all right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the belugas are great. Juno's a ham, as always. Loves interacting with the people. We're doing well over here with some new baby penguin chicks born a couple weeks ago. So those guys were pretty adorable and are doing really well. So lots of exciting things.
Can we get a name? Come on.
I won't tell anybody. There was the online vote. I'm sure by now they've probably announced it. His name is Chappie.
Chappie. I love it.
Yeah, for Chapel Street. Yes.
That's awesome. And that was voted on, or you took the top vote getter, or you made the decision on your own?
We know that. So we let the New Haven Police Department was on scene, you know, right when we got the hotline call. We actually got the hotline call was from them, which was hilarious. Because they're like, we have an incident, if you want to call it. and so their explanation of a seal in the middle of the city was pretty great. And it's not a call we typically get either.
That's awesome.
So they were fantastic because seals are a federally protected species. So it's actually illegal for people to approach them within 150 feet. For the animal safety and for people safety too. And the police officers were great and Connecticut Deep officers were out there and they made sure people stayed away and that the seal was safe until our team arrived.
It'd be awful to get arrested for
being too close
to a seal.
Yeah. Not the best, but we wanted them to be able to name the seal.
That's awesome.
So they put a public vote out there. They were actually here this morning. It was their third time in a week being here. So they've been fantastic. And I mean, these stories are pretty cool. You think about all the different, you know, organizations and entities that have worked together to make sure that the seal safely arrived here, and it's a great success story due to the collaborations.
Super fun. Sarah, we really appreciate the time, and thanks for giving us the name. Have a great.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Sarah Kellen, manager of Animal Rescue at Mystic. Chappie.